Hassel showed the preference for it for a chair conformation and the difference between equatorial and axial substitution. He used a technique, electron diffraction, which was somewhat doubtful in its accuracy, and it was interesting that another distinguished Scandinavian chemist, on the basis of studying the infrared spectra of cyclohexane, reached exactly the opposite conclusion to Hassel. I felt, therefore, that some calculations were in order, and I proceeded to do these using a semi-empirical method. Also in my laboratory at that time, I had a problem in determining the stereochemistry of a tricarboxylic acid, which I wished to do by measuring dissociation constants and then making calculations. For both of these projects, I needed accurate molecular models. These I designed and had made by a watchmaker, and you see here an example of the molecule of ethane, where free rotation is clearly revealed. And you see a much more impressive use of these models here. This is a steroid nucleus with the three cyclohexane rings joined together in the preferred chair conformation, preferred chairs coming from the work done by Hassel. Now, I published the results of these investigations in the Journal of the Chemical Society in 1948. First paper on the calculations contains the conformational drawings with which we are now familiar. On the second page of the paper, you have the results of the calculations, which happily agreed with Hassel's experimental findings. And then in the second paper, in 1948, I had again the conformational drawings and also the discussion of the geometry of the tricarboxylic acid on which I was working. These two papers in 1948 did not have any significant impact on organic chemistry. The first paper, I think, because it merely confirmed what Hassel had already enunciated, and the second paper because it dealt with a highly specialized problem. On the other hand, the paper that I published 2 years later in Experientia had a significant impact on organic chemistry. This 1950 paper, for the first time, proposed relationships between relative rates of chemical reactions and preferred conformations. It therefore enabled you to predict which of a pair of stereoisomers you were going to obtain in a chemical reaction. And this, of course, is of immediate practical relevance.